With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Google admits to censorship pushed by the Biden administration and invites back banned users to the platform. Here's Bernie Bennett.
Those who saw their YouTube videos and other content banned during COVID-19 and the 2020 election were invited back to the platform Tuesday in an astonishing mea culpa from the company that blamed their censorship on Biden administration pressure tactics. Alphabet Incorporated, the company that operates Google and YouTube, wrote in a letter Tuesday to Congress that they were forced into removing content by Mr. Biden and his senior aides. Company officials acknowledged that they had gone too far in banning content related to the COVID-19 pandemic and the 2020 presidential election results. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Secret Service has found and now dismantling a massive network of sim farms across New York. While initially developed for legitimate purposes, sim farms have now become tools for many fraudulent activities like phishing, texts, and scam calls. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth says he will shutter a 74-year-old committee created to address the special needs of women in uniform.
In a post on X, a spokesman for Hegseth says he's decided to put an end to the Defense Advisory Committee on Women in the Services. The posting says Hegseth believes that committee is, quote, focused on advancing a divisive feminist agenda that hurts combat readiness, while he is focused on advancing uniform, sex-neutral standards across the department. Hegseth announced back in May he would be terminating a total of 14 defense advisory groups. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump has addressed the UN General Assembly and condemned Hamas. He criticized efforts by some UN member states to recognize a Palestinian state. Typhoon Ragasa, very strong in Asia, hit Taiwan and the Philippines. At least 18 deaths reported. This is SRN News. Well, a complaint from Churches of England.
A coalition of denominations has issued a statement expressing dismay about the way that political groups and other secular organizations are co-opting Christian symbols, especially the cross. The statement says, quote, as Christians from different theological and political backgrounds, we stand together against the misuse of Christianity. Any co-opting or corrupting of the Christian faith is unacceptable. Legally, of course, the churches can't do anything. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some French mayors defied government orders Monday and flew Palestinian flags on town halls as France formally recognized a Palestinian state unilaterally. Socialist leader Olivier Ferrois first made the call of towns to fly the flags. Interior Ministry had warned against such displays, citing risk of importing international conflict. This is SRN News. Well, sometimes a man has to do what he has to do with no questions. Chicago Cubs third baseman Matt Shaw insists he has no regrets about missing Sunday's game. Why, you ask? He attended the memorial for his great friend, Charlie Kirk, saying he had an invitation from the man's widow and permission from the Cubs to attend the event in Glendale, Arizona. Shaw says that Kirk's widow, Erica, texted him asking him to not play baseball that day, and he said he was not concerned at all about the backlash going forward. He says he and Kirk once had lived in the same apartment complex in Arizona. They were great friends. Kirk was a native of Chicago, and he followed Shaw after Cubs games. He also posed the photo of Shaw in the Cubs dugout following a game at Wrigley just a few weeks ago. More details at srnnews.com.